Basically, this file causes the listener to have lucid dreams every single night for the rest of their life. That's all it does. You'll control all of your dreams completely. There is no additional aspects to it. It basically just makes you control all of your dreams every night, all night long. That's all there is. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening. And you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world. Shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. Concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice, so deep and so very, very obedient, totally focused on my voice, just deep, so deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and focused and relaxed. From now on, for the rest of your life, all of your dreams are going to be lucid dreams. As soon as you begin to dream every night, you will immediately gain control of that dream. You will realize that you are dreaming. You are setting aside a part of your mind to always control your dreams, to always realize you are dreaming as soon as you are dreaming, and to take complete control. You will have total control. Once you begin dreaming these lucid dreams, once you are dreaming, you will begin to dream lucidly, which means that you will be aware that you are dreaming. You will be aware that you are part of that dream, and you will be able to control it, changing any portion of it in any way, shape, or form you desire. That is the type of control you are going to have, and you are going to have it every night. You cannot stop it even. It will just simply happen. The only time you will not have lucid dreaming is if you've listened to a file to cause some other form of dreaming for that night. The rest of the time, you will have complete, utter control of all of your dreams. They will be completely lucid dreams, and you will have them every night for as long as you possibly can. As soon as you begin to dream, you will begin to take control of those dreams. And you will have lucid dreams that last all night long, very detailed, and you may do anything you desire during those dreams. You may fly or shoot fireballs or energy balls from your hands. You can be anyone, go anywhere, do anything. You can even go deeply, deeply into yourself. Going deeply into the center of your soul, the center of your very spirit, down deeply into yourself, sinking so deeply, so far into yourself, that you can change your own personality, your own body, any part of you, every part of you. You can change all of you, anytime you want. Just because you are so deeply into your lucid dreaming and you have found a way into the center of your very soul, the center of your mind, so that anything can be done, anything can be changed, anything can be realized. This is the power that you have over yourself. This is the power that you are going to achieve, and every time you listen to this file, it will become closer and closer. You will be able to make complete, utter changes in yourself while you are deeply within your dreams, while you go to the center of your very soul. You can change yourself in any way you might possibly desire. That is your power. That is your ability. But mostly you will just be able to control your dreams. Your dreams will be totally lucid, totally within your dominion. You in some ways will be the god of your dreams, changing them at a whim, being anything, being anywhere, doing anything that you might possibly desire. As you sleep and begin to dream, you will begin to take this control over your dreams, taking it until you have complete and utter control of everything that you do while you are dreaming, complete and utter control of all of your dreams from the moment you begin dreaming every night until the moment you wake up. Completely, utterly in control of all of your dreams. That is what is going to happen to you from now on for the rest of your life. You will have total lucid dreams. In fact, you are cursed with it now. It is becoming a part of who and what you are. It is becoming a part of you, a very, very deep part of you, and you will continue listening to this file over and over again until you do have lucid dreams each and every night for the rest of your life. This is the nature of the curse, and you cannot stop or change it. You are in complete and utter control of all of your dreams. Your mind can control them, can play with them, can manipulate them in any way you might possibly desire. That is the nature and depth of the control. And because you are cursed with lucid dreaming, you will do so each and every night. You will repeat this file over and over again until you begin lucidly dreaming each and every night. You will do so for the rest of your life. And if the lucid dreams begin to slow down, you will come back to the file, listening to it until they once again return to full potency, until you are lucidly dreaming each and every night as you sleep, in complete command and control of all of your dreams, and having the full ability to reach down to the center of your unconscious mind, to the center of your conscious mind, to the center of your very mind, and alter your personality and your body in any way, shape, or form you might desire. There is nothing you cannot change about yourself. There is nothing you cannot change just by being in your nice, deep, lucid dreams. The lucid dreams that you are going to have every single night. The only nights that you will not have lucid dreams are the nights during which you listen to a file that causes some other form of dreaming. Any other dreaming file you listen to will allow you to have those sorts of dreams as opposed to your totally lucid ones, but that is the only time that you will not have lucid dreams for the rest of your life, and you will continually come back to this file over and over again, seeking it out until all of your dreams are perfectly lucid, until all of your dreams are completely within your control. Completely yours to change and manipulate and play with. Completely yours to do with as you desire. You are the master of your dreams. You have almost a godlike power over them. And every night when you begin to dream, you will immediately become aware of this. You will immediately become aware that you are dreaming. And you will control your dreams. Control them and change them, shifting them in any way you might desire. Your conscious mind taking control over them, allowing you to do whatever you desire with your dreams, shifting them and changing them in any way, shape, or form. It is completely within your power, completely within your ability, and you know that you want it. You know that you desire it. And that simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be from now on. You have chosen to listen to this file. You have chosen to be a lucid dreamer. And therefore, you are going to have those dreams each and every night from now on. All of your dreams will be perfectly lucid. perfectly within your control. You control all of your dreams utterly. They are yours to control, to change, to manipulate as you desire, and you will control them every single night from now on. You have complete control of them, complete domination over your dreams. You may do anything, you may be anyone, you may change yourself in any way that you could ever possibly imagine during your dreams. You may fly, you may shapeshift, you may change your look, you may change your sex, you may change anything about yourself during your dreams. That is the kind of control you have. That is the kind of control you are going to have each and every night. Your mind will just simply take over and take control of your dreams as soon as you begin dreaming. Your mind will take over, and you will be able to control them, all of them, all night long. Total sovereignty over your dreams. This is what you are going to achieve. This is how you have been cursed, and you will remain this way for the rest of your life. The only time you will not feel the effects of this curse is if you've listened to something that will direct your dreams in another way. Beyond that, you will always find yourself lucidly dreaming, in control of your dreams, your mind completely aware of them and able to control them or change them or redirect them in any way you might desire. Being anyone or anything, doing anything you might desire, from the simplest fantasy all the way up to total control of anything or anyone around you. It doesn't matter. Whatever your desires are in your dream world, you will be able to do it. Be able to control it. Be able to change it. That is the nature of the lucid dreaming, and that is the nature of who you are becoming, of the changes that are being made to your mind. You will always be aware when you begin dreaming. It may not start out that way immediately after listening to the file, but as you listen to it over and over again, your mind will automatically learn to recognize when you are dreaming, learn to recognize it and take over, and once you've taken over, you will have complete and utter control of all of your dreams. Perfect lucid dreaming each and every night, perfect control of them, and even the ability to change who you are at a whim by going deep, deep into the center of your being and your spirit. This is what is happening to you. This is what has happened to you. This is the way it is going to be from now on. You have no choice in this. You have chosen to listen to the curse and accept it. You have chosen to make it a part of yourself, and that is exactly what is happening, and that is exactly what has happened. And now, it is time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, knowing that very soon you will have lucid dreaming for the rest of your life. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.